How many of you at the wedding yesterday will accept Gloria? Anyway, I'm glad you're here. Because some of you probably stay up late until midnight last night. And some of you probably drive very, very long distance to be at the wedding yesterday. But you're here. I'm happy. And I think the Lord also happy. If you had a PowerPoint, can... Life together. This is the continuation of the wedding yesterday. Again, we're going to go through the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 1 to 13, and chapter 15, verse 1 to 2. When the people get together, they usually cook. This is talking about the couple and the wife love to cook. So every morning she cook breakfast. And she prepared the boiling egg. Some of you married, you know the story. And of course, the husband, he always complained. He say, I want fried egg. So the next day, she prepared fried egg. And he said, no, I want boiling egg. How to please the man? And how to please each other. So she pray about it, she think about it, and the next day, she prepare one side boiling egg, another side fried egg. So the husband look at the dish. He thinking, and he complain. You boil the wrong egg. How to please a person? And it not only happened in the family, but it's also happened when you get together. And it's also happened to the church if we not watch out for. Way back, the time of Paul, the church had a fighting about what kind of food we eat. Become the big issue. So Paul had to sit down and teach the people about no longer food fight, no food fight in the church. And they also complained about, they had a conflict in the church about which day is good, which day is holy. It's just like today, if we not watch out, is Sunday, is the holy day? But a lot of people will say, no, for Monday, every day is a holy day. Every day is a God day. So if we not watch out, we may create are the conflicts. So it can happen in the family, it can happen to brother and sister in the family, if we not watch out for. It can happen to the church. And right now, it may happen in the country because of different ideology, how to govern the country. How many of you already go early voting? It's only one hand, two hand, three hand. Good. If you're 18 and older, make sure you go to vote. I think early voting is still until October the 2nd. But if you wait until the election day, November the 6th, the line is very, very long. Even early voting, the line is extremely long. So go to vote. If you're 18 and older, or if you have the voting registration card. Life together, three things the believers we need to understand. Do not criticize each other in faith. Live for the Lord, not for yourself. And live to support each other. We go one by one. Do not criticize each other in faith, except anyone who is weak in faith, in verse 1 and 2. Let's read it. Couldn't see from distance. Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matter. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetable. Today, if you eat vegetable because you have high sugar or you're in diet, but way back from the time of Paul, especially in the Roman Empire, the Greek, a lot of, you look at the rope or you look at the Bible verse? The rope, okay. on the Bible verse. Yesterday we talked in the wedding, we talked about the rope. But anyway, back in the time of the Gentile, when they come to Christ, remember they worship idol. So they make an offering to their God, whatever that idol, the animal. So after they worship at the temple, offering to the idol with the animal, and the animal would bring to the market, okay, and they sell to the people. People before, at that time, before they believe in Christ, they go to the market and they buy meat to eat. And that meat was make an offer to the idol at the temple. But the Jewish people at that time, because they follow Moses' law, the commandment, so they would not eat the meat or the food offering to idols. So suddenly in the church, there is a conflict between the believer. If the people, the Jewish people, they live in a Roman or Greek country, the Gentile world, they would not eat meat because that meat is offering to the idols. So they eat vegetable. So they say they follow the law. So if you're the believer, strong faith, you need to eat vegetable. But the people, the Gentile at that time, when they come to Christ, they're alive. They eat meat. They go to the market. They buy meat to eat. So they say it's okay to eat meat. And suddenly the church had conflicts. And Paul, he recognized this. So he said, don't condemn each other. Accept anyone. Because some culture is made okay for one culture, but it's not for the other. But look at their heart. How they worship God. How they believe God. Look from the inside instead of the thing the people do or the thing the people eat at that point in time. Okay? So that's what he tried to communicate, because some people use strong faith, man faith, allow him to eat everything, but another man whose faith weak, eat only vegetable. So if you believe that, you know, if the Lord bless on the food, so it's okay to eat any food you like. And that's what Paul tried to communicate. And accept anyone whose God has accepted in verse 3. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge another else's servants? Verse 3 and 4. So if when you pray, accept Christ as your Lord, your Savior, you are the children of God. So under the eyes of God, all of you, children of God. So how dare you condemn the person which God already accepts? That's what he tried to say. You are the children of God. You are believer. So you accept each other because God already accepts that person. And if something happened, let God do the judgment, because you cannot do the judgment on God's people. Yeah, you may complain. You may get the suggestion, but you're not condemned or you're not accused the people because of something is just so minute, like food. Eat vegetable, eat meat. And that's the conflicts of the church at that time. So how many of you like to eat barbecue? Okay, so you accept each other to eat barbecue, red meat. How many of you like to eat chicken? Okay, some of you like both. Good for you, because, you know, you accept both. But some of you like chicken, some of you like beef. But don't because you like chicken and you condemn the people who eat meat. Okay, some of you may dress certain way, you know. I like tie, red tie, suits. When I preach, some of you may just no tie and just, you know, dress casual. But not because I'm dressed like this and you say, you're not holy, when you're preaching because you wear tie. Or do not condemn the person who didn't have a tie and say, hey, you're not holy because you preach, but no tie. Because the tie had nothing to do with salvation, have nothing to do with the teaching or the principle of learning or something we want to pursue. And that's what Paul tried to communicate. It's always, there's a deep faith and shallow faith. Because you recognize if the person said, I am in deep faith, so you have to follow me. Okay, just eat meat because I'm deep faith. You would find out eventually people will run away from you. Because you want the people to do something, but it may not in the Bible, but because maybe because of the culture, not because of the biblical, the scripture try to teach. Okay? And that's what Paul tried to communicate. Yes, a lot of people, they weak faith because they just believe in Jesus Christ. They're a new believer. They don't know anything yet. So that's the reason why they need a strong person to help him, discipleship, and help him to grow in faith. But again, some people, they may believe Christ for a long time, but something happened to their life. Something had happened. Some, you know, struggle had happened. And they're alone. And suddenly, their faith have dropped down. They're weak in faith. And you, when you recognize that, you're the one who's supposed to accept and help this person lift the person up in faith. And that's what Paul tried to communicate, not because of the minute thing and we condemn or we accuse each other. Believer do not have authority to criticize God's servant. Everybody serving the church, from you know little thing or big thing, don't criticize them. Who are you to criticize another household slave? Before his own Lord, he stands or fail. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. So each one of you, yesterday, quite a few of you participate in the wedding. Today, a lot of you, in the praise team, you serve the Lord. You are the servants of God. Anything you do in the church or anything you help, you know, you serve, you are the servant of God. Not just the pastor is the son of God. Yes, you know, the church authorized him, ordained him to become a pastor, to be a servant of God. But each one of you, whatever function you serve in the church, you serve to the Lord. And you are the servant of God. Yes, sometimes we make mistake. And Paul said, don't criticize each other in faith. Because who are we to criticize? Because if the person serves God, if this person makes mistake, we encourage, we advise, we give the ideas for improvement, but not criticize. Because he or she serves under the Lord. And let the Lord take care of it. Let take care of that person. Secondly, live for the Lord. This is the second issue happened to the church because the people at that time, they say, this day is good. This day is the holy day for the Lord. But this day is not good. It's just like you say, Sunday is the holy day. So if you worship God on Saturday, oh, something wrong. But the Paul tried to communicate because some group of people around the world at that time, some people, they worship God on Sunday. But again, some other country, you would see some group of people, they worship God on Monday or Saturday. So it's okay. As long as they gather together to worship God. And no such thing is a good day or the bad days. Because every day is a good day. Every day is the Lord's days. Every day is God's days. So you go to school. Some of you still in school. You go to school on Monday. Monday is a God day. So when you go to school, do the best you can, just like you worship God. Don't have to go into Sunday to go to church to worship God. But everything you do on Monday is a worship day. Tuesday is a worship day. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The function of the days may be different. Because Monday you go to school. You have to do homework. Do the best you can like you worship God. But again, Saturday is not the school day. You have sport day because tournament. Do the best you can during the tournament, just like you worship God. But if you have to, Saturday, you cook for your family, do the best you can. On Saturday, prepare the best meal you can to serve your parent, your family, just like you worship God. And the attitude, the spirit, that's what Paul is talking about. Not just pick the day and say, this is the day. I'm reserved for the Lord, and the rest of the week, the rest of the time, I'm reserved for something else. And the Lord, you better set aside, walk away, let me do my things, because it's me day instead of the Lord day. Okay? So he said in verse 5 to 9, one person considered one day to be above another day. Someone else considered every day to be the same. Each one must be fully convinced in his own mind. Whoever observes the days, observe it with honor the Lord. That's what he tried to communicate. Whoever eats, eats for the Lord. Since give thanks to the Lord, and whoever does not eat, it is for the Lord that he does not eat it, yet he thanks God. So everything we do, we praise the Lord, we thank you. So if we have this attitude, this thinking, just like Paul to communicate to people, every day become a Thanksgiving day. We don't have to wait until November 24th. We go to church and we say, hallelujah, Thanksgiving day. No, every day. You know, I read some of you Facebook and you say, oh, praise the Lord. Thank God. You know, I'm recovered from my flu. Okay? So suddenly when you recover, that becomes the Thanksgiving day. Okay? Some of you have a kid there. Suddenly the kid coming home with a good, great report. Praise the Lord. That's the Thanksgiving day. Okay? And the kid, you bring your mom the good report home. Okay? Your mom happy. You also happy because that's the Thanksgiving day. So do good in school. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. If we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Christ died and came to life for this, that he may rule over both the dead and the living. So praise the Lord, we are living. We're not dead yet. So as long as we're still alive, thanks the Lord. Live for the Lord for everything we do. And that, if some of you in business, and that's the key of success. Some of you just get married or just married a short time. That's the key of success. Live for the Lord. So, believer, live not criticize, look down on your brother. But you, why do you criticize your brother? Or you, why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before tribunal God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me, and every tongue will give praise to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. And someday, you will face the Lord. Okay? The account here, account himself to God, is not about the salvation, okay? But you will face the Lord in order what happened. Between you, brother and sister in Christ. And that's what Paul communicates. Okay? So when you read this passage, it's not about you face the Lord about salvation, but about how the believer deal with each other. And he said, not criticize, look down on your brother. Yes, sometimes you really irritate, but remember, something it happened to this person's life. Something that happened, try to understand first, okay, and help this person. It's always have some kind of reason, Okay, suddenly the person like this, okay, on the way high in spirit and suddenly dropped down like this. Something has happened to their life. Pay that attention and help that person or lift that person up. Live without cause tumbling. Oh, this I love this verse. Therefore, let us no longer criticize one another. Instead, decide never put a stumbling block or pitfall in your brother's way. This one sounds easy, but it's difficult. Because as a human being, we always self-promote. Okay? If you at work, okay, you always have some kind of competition going on. Okay? You always want to be the boss. So you say you help, but you hold something back, or you put some block. So at least this person found, I will get a promotion. It's always like that, okay? How many of you go through like a music competition, violin competition, or any musical competition? Some of you state level or district level? Have you ever paid attention? Okay, some of you might be sport or whatever. Have you ever paid attention? It's always a couple person, okay? We don't know how good they are. But they just walk around you, you know, when you do practice before the competition, they just do some real quick note and make you suddenly, oh my goodness, this person is really good. And your spirit about yay high, and this person suddenly do something like that, and your attitude, your confidence is suddenly drop like this. Okay? And suddenly you go to competition, you make a mistake. It's always the mind game. So when they talk about the stumbling block, it's just something it's obvious for us to see. But something they play with the mentally, the mind, undermine your thinking and make the people fall. Okay? And it happened all the time. And had to deal with that. Some of you play basketball. You know the basketballs, the moment you lost your confidence in your shot or your free throw, you will miss a free throw. And your competitor always play the mind trick on you. Okay? On play mind trick. So you can miss a shot if you play basketball. Or you miss the notes when you go through music competition. So that's the reason why Paul said, as a believer, when we help each other out, don't play the mind trick or the tumbling block. Okay? Help each other, encourage each other, so everybody can be success. Chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Now we are strong, have an obligation to bear the weaknesses of those without strength. And not to please ourselves. Each one of us must please his neighbor for his good and build him up. Help each other out. Okay? And this probably you already hear 100 times. Help each other out. Some folks, they go through high school, get ready for PSAT, SAT. You need help? Go to the last room. After school, after Sunday, whatever. We'll help each other out to take tests. Have problem homework, help each other out. So we're talking about something in the academic world, but it's also talking about from a spiritual perspective. Okay? So when you recognize your brother and sister, believer, have some issue, help each other out. Support each other. The least you can do, pray for that person from your heart. Pray for that person. May the Lord or the Holy Spirit can help to raise this person up. Provide this person the strength. So he or she can stand strong and move forward to the future. Let us stand up. So believer, do not criticize each other in faith. Live for the Lord. Live to support each other. Let's read together. Therefore, let us no longer criticize one another. Instead, decide never to put a stumbling block or pitfall in your brother's ways. Personalize this verse. Therefore, let us criticize one another. Very good. So this is for you. Because us, you know, too proud for you. But I no longer criticize another person. Instead, I decide never to put a stumbling block or pitfall in my brother's way. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because your word reminding us or teaching us, we help, we support each other. So I pray the Holy Spirit in the heart of the people in this room to help them to understand, to apply the principle in their life. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the children of God, all the people in this room, from now and forever. Amen.